You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Chwaba.
Welcome back. Welcome to Nightlight, folks. Kicking off hour number two here. If you missed hour number one, you can still listen to it. It is on the podcast. They are all cataloged at civicmedia.us. We talked to Ian Teal about what is coming up at the Waiwika International Film Festival next week. Very exciting stuff and a beautiful setting there for a film festival too, an international film festival at this little opera house
in Waiwika, Wisconsin.
I
was born in Waiwika, Wisconsin.
Are you serious?
Waiwika, Fremont. That's where my family hails from. I'm dead serious.
That is the voice of one of the village people who is
joining
us.
I was doing the YMCA. Yep. I'm in construction mode today.
That's Heather Heil. Tonight's question, folks, is what is your favorite documentary? We had a great documentary on last night named Doug Prey, who was a native Wisconsinite, but has been part of some amazing projects. So it got my wheels turning, and I think we need to talk more about documentaries. So that's our question of the night. Let us know what your favorite documentary is, and I will read your text on the radio. It's 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you are watching the radio, on the stream at YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, and give us a like or a follow if you're there. You just cannot wait to start talking.
I'm just waiting for you. I'm just going to follow
like
your lead.
Like
I know. I'm like holding
life.
On to the headphones. I'm glad Conrad's here. Let me just say that. I got an
He's
email
back.
From someone I didn't know. And I was like, what is happening?
We were teasing Conrad in his absence about how many somebody said, what does Conrad have? Like 38 days vacation.
Yeah. How many days of vacation
and
do
I think
you
that
have,
someone
Conrad?
Was me. But, and then I think, I can't remember who it was. It was either Todd or Emerson. Well, this is a great company to work for. You get all this vacation. And we said only Conrad gets that many days. So he was in Tennessee at a wedding.
Oh, congratulations to the lovely couple. Was it a good wedding?
It was great. Yeah,
okay.
It was fantastic.
He had a great time.
Did
he
you
golfed.
Take a date?
I did not.
Okay.
Did you leave with a date?
I didn't.
No? Okay.
You see, listen, you watch Guy Thing on the Plane on the Way Down, which I think is cool. It's a movie I co-wrote, but I would think you would like watch Wedding Crashers to get yourself
ready for
up.
This.
Yeah.
Well, they crash weddings. You know, I was invited, so it's a little different.
Oh, so like Bridesmaids, like you go hardcore press.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're out of state. You're rolling in like a big shot, you know?
I'm
got
a big
the WGBW t-shirt
radio
on.
Producer.
Was there any potential there for... You know,
No. It was a small wedding.
Oh, okay.
Conrad, we love you. We need to find you a lovely, lovely human to be paired with.
Listen, I stay out of that, but I will defer to Heather. She's tied
I'm
in.
Always about this, she's Conrad. Got... I think that you're awesome and I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Take her up on that. If that's something you want. Some guys like being Roland Stagg and that's fine. You know, I do and I'm married. So
I know, just like, hey.
You know, it's not for everybody, the Stagg world, but you know, Conrad will figure it out.
He will. He will. He's just a good one. So I just want him to find happiness. That's all.
He is getting relationship advice right now from someone wearing a hard hat and a reflective vest.
How ridiculous am I right
what
now?
Is happening?
I'm in my media like mode right now.
I think we just have to jump in and say what is going on. My guest is Heather Heil. She is from the Green Bay Children's Museum. She is the director of business affairs or development?
Development.
Mm-hmm. And she joins us here periodically. Love having Heather in the studio. You're one of my favorite guests. You know
Thank
that.
Thank you. Same. I love coming in. I told you, I'm like, we should do this like once a week because I feel like we get so off track all the time.
We get off track and sometimes we don't even get to the stuff on my sheet until
I know.
You've been here two segments already.
So let's get to it. Let's get to this construction outfit.
Let's get in. Let's get to the, it looks like apparently you're doing all the work.
Okay.
When it comes to the
I'm really good at this. I am not doing all of the work, but
like to look the part?
I do like to look the part. And we, as you know, non-for-profits, everyone like does anything that they have to get it done. And right now we are in our last phases of getting this new museum built. So we are adding on to our current children's museum located across from Bay Beach Road. We are $2 million short. And my friends, we are literally starting to prioritize putting education over revenue streams to help us operate that museum. This is a very awful place to be. I mean, it's an amazing place to be,
Yeah, you should be applauded for that, because it's like saying, I can't stand when people, we need to run these schools like a business. No, it's an investment in our community, in our world. So hats off to you. Hard hats off to us. So it's this this great new Reaching New Heights campaign. You guys have raised like $4.5 million or something like that, but you're still a little short.
We're still a little short. So we have our building ordered. We have all of the things. But as you know, like building costs are starting to go up. So we need to really push for this last, you know, million to get this thing built. And I know there's people out there listening going, oh, the corporations will do it. Oh, they will. There is so much need in communities right now, and no donation is too small. So if you are like, you know what? I want to support play-based education in this children's museum. $5 does a ton for us.
Is that true?
A ton.
That's great.
Are you kidding me? If everyone listening right now gave $5?
Are you parked? See, I had a little donation I was going to make.
But really?
I found a meter spot.
And then that took care of everything.
But seriously, how much can people, you know, what is, you need $1 million to finish. You've already got 4.5. So you guys are serious about this. It's a 16,000 square foot addition to an already amazing facility.
Correct. With 5 new exhibits that is going to house. So let me share with you, our capacity right now is about 350 people. If you come to our museum on a Saturday, there's about 700 bodies trying to get through our museum. We have a ginormous holiday extravaganza coming up on the, I believe the 22nd. Do you have that date in front of you? I should have that. I apologize. Holiday extravaganza. We have reindeer. We have Santa. We have all of the things coming to the museum. And we're full.
You're at capacity.
We're at capacity. And any parent out there going, I'm not going to take my kids somewhere that I'm not going to be able to get into or have to wait if it's cold or any of those things. So we're denying that education to children at a place where we say that play is the right of every child that comes to our museum.
And it's not like you're raising money for some new concept. This is a museum that's been around for decades, right?
We are tried and true. And honestly, people are like, what about the money that you're making at the door? Absolutely. Like a business. That's our operational cost. That pays for day-to-day things.
It's a non-for-profit, right?
It's a non-for-profit, correct. Right. So adding on 16,000 square feet costs a lot of money. Anyone tried to remodel a room in their house lately? Yeah, it's crazy expensive.
Right. So what do you do? Where do you go? I mean, you've got, you know, I mean, I can give you I can give you a sawbuck.
Can you?
I can put cash in your pocket.
It is cash in my pocket. Yeah. No, it is a lot.
Yeah. But you're obviously doing all the work yourself, and that's got to set you back a little bit.
We are all doing it. Yeah. I'm out there digging in the dirt.
You got a jackhammer?
Moving this stuff. They won't give me a jackhammer yet. I keep saying, hey, and they're like,
you need a jackhammer.
No power tools for her.
I don't get out of bed in the morning unless I've got a jackhammer.
I know.
My guest is Heather Heil. She is the business affairs director at the Green Bay Children's Museum. They are in the middle of their, what is this called?
It's Reaching New Heights.
Reaching New Heights campaign. Mm-hmm. They've raised over $4 million. They're trying to raise another million.
Just to finish this off, I'm going to tell you, friends, give because it grows.
Yeah.
That's the simplest way I can say it.
I was not expecting this to be a PBS telethon tonight, by the way.
Give
but I'm happy
because
to help.
It grows. You know what?
And it's
cool. I'm normally not a hardcore press, like, hey, please help us out financially. But if you can and you are compelled right now, get us over the finish line so I can do my job.
Especially now because culture is not, I wouldn't say culture is in abundance right now in our society. Mm-hmm. Like, that you can never have enough, and especially a place where kids can go to learn about stuff like this and talk about some of the stuff they would learn about. You've got
all the STEM-based learning that
AI
we're doing.
Festivity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All of the AI. We're bringing all of that, the CAD programming. All of that is coming into the education that we're working through with children. And Pete, we're finding out that education is starting earlier and earlier than we originally thought. Experts are now saying you should be reading to your baby before it's even born because they're hearing, and that helps with their literacy and
isn't
all
that something?
So that 0 to 3 is so critical in brain development and the block building and where they're, give them every opportunity you can.
Especially, you know, I remember going to museums as a kid. My mom always took us. Mm-hmm. The Science and Industry Museum, the Field Museum, all these great places. I mean, you just make kids curious. And that's half the battle, is getting them to want to learn about this
stuff. To engage
in
something that's not a screen. Is there anyone saying amen to that out there right now?
I can't really cast the first stone there. But I'm an adult. I'm a lost cause.
Right.
I might as well just look at my phone all day.
No, you shouldn't. No. Pete, I can help you.
What of these events would I like the most? You've got AI stuff. You've got 3D printing, snap circuits. Is that supposed to be snap circuits? And I put the comma in the wrong place?
Okay. That's all right. Oh. So Pete, I honestly for you, so one of the new exhibits that we have coming is a trades and training exhibit. So it is literally a 2x4 house that when you and I went to college, we were told, go get your 4-year degree and you're going to get a job and things are going to be great. That is not the world that we live in. And our trades are being desecrated right now. Anyone out there who is looking to get a plumber or to get an electrician, like it's few and far between because people just aren't going into those. We're bringing in an exhibit working with those skilled trades, working with NWTC, working with UWGB to help teach those kids at those early ages with the snap circuits about how electricity truly works and about plumbing and about virtual welding and all of that really cool stuff.
All right, fine. I'll learn how to plumb.
I know. We're going to grow with your kids.
So what are they doing? Because kids aren't really going to college either. So if they're not going to college and they're not learning trades,
they
are
need
they in
to
the
have dreams.
Or
they
what?
Need to have these dreams.
They want to be gamers and influencers?
No, they do want to be influencers. Number one thing that they want to be right now is influencers.
There's only a small room for influencers.
There are.
I mean, I hate to say it, but agreed. It seems like, listen, I've got, I'm not trying to brag. I've got over 200 Twitter followers.
You do? I just joined Twitter today.
Years. Are you serious? Good luck. It's brutal.
I'm dead serious.
First of all, it's horrible.
I know it is. I was like, why did I do this? Yeah. You people are not kind.
Here's what you do. You do when you join Twitter, you don't use an actual photo or your real name. You
just put an
avatar and a bunch of numbers, and then you say crazy crap.
Oh.
And you rile people up. That's
okay,
what
I
and
use
it's a bunch
my
of trolls. It's horrible. Good luck.
Oh no, my little heart's gonna be broken there.
Twitter followers are not gonna get you to your goal of $1 million. I'm just saying that right now.
Okay. But it's really not a safe space for me.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you never know. There's some good people on Twitter. I'm not saying there's not, but it's
You're
hard
there.
Out there.
You're there.
If I wasn't doing this show, I would not be on Twitter.
Really?
No.
Oh, interesting.
I'm on Instagram, but I don't really do anything. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Blue Sky. But
do you do
Twitter's
the TikTok?
The
do you TikTok?
I have a TikTok account. I think I have 2 followers, and I only follow Rob Brackenridge. Oh,
the last there you go.
Conrad, we should make a TikTok tonight. Look at me. I'm like village person. It'll be so good.
A tailor-made moment for a TikTok right here. All right. Heather Heil is here, folks. We are going to have more with Heather when we come back after a very short break. Steve in the 920, that's Conrad's dad, says Band of Brothers is his favorite documentary, the miniseries based on Easy Company, the 506th Regiment of the 101st Airborne Division. Wow, your dad really pulled those numbers out of nowhere, didn't he? He says, I try to watch it once a year, and there you go. That's why. Conrad's mom following suit. I picture them on the couch just texting together.
I love
Isn't that
this.
Sweet?
Yeah. It's so sweet.
They got the YouTube pulled up.
It's like date night for them.
Awesome, Kriegers. Paula says, I like documentaries about the life of singers and their bands. Mm-hmm. Great answer.
Agreed.
Keep those coming, folks. What's your favorite documentary? We'll be right back with more with our friend Heather Heil from the Green Bay Children's Museum. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
K-pop. Welcome back, folks. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight with the dancing Heather Heil. Dave on the stream says, just a bit outside. There you go. That's a nice... Conrad, are you over the Brewers yet?
No.
Did you watch any of the World Series?
No, I had to.
It was maybe the greatest World Series ever.
It kind of
was. A lot
of
people are saying that. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, my team was out. I know your team went out after mine. Your team knocked mine out. So if I can get over it and enjoy the World Series.
Yeah, but you know, it just wasn't as fun for me because we got swept.
I get it. I get it. That sucks.
I know, but by the national champions.
You want, yeah, exactly.
Like, I've got to look at this like positive.
World champs,
excuse me.
Not national.
World. I wanted Toronto to win more than anybody, but.
Yeah, I really wanted them to
win. I was torn.
I was back and forth because my parents were going for the Blue Jays, and I would go over there, and I, you know, I'm not, the Dodgers are not my favorite team, but I lived there long enough, took my kids, blah, blah, blah. So I like the Dodgers. So they get a hit, and I go, yeah. Just from instinct. And my mom would go, who are you cheering for?
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you mad at me?
Mom.
Like, the Blue Jays are not your team either.
But we just hate the Dodgers that much that we wanted them to win.
I was going for the Blue Jays. I admit it.
Yeah, same.
Tyler on the stream in the 608 says, the gods must be crazy about the effect that a discarded Coke bottle can have. I forgot. Do you ever see that?
The gods must be crazy?
Yeah.
Yes, I did see that.
From like 1985, maybe?
Wild.
They find a Coke bottle and mm-hmm. kind of upon a sub-Sahara African culture. Very great stuff. And all right, I think, are we caught up on TextCon?
We got a couple more.
We got a couple more. Okay, we could say. Let's not.
That's easy.
Blow all the texts
okay.
right away.
Yeah.
All right, so Heather Heil is here from the Green Bay Children's Museum. She is the Director of Business Development. She was telling us all about this great campaign they have, Reaching New Heights campaign, where they've raised... I mean, more than about three quarters of the money you need.
We do, yeah. We
just $1 million short.
Yep. About $1 million to go. It's nothing to shake a stick at. So
you know
who
you should talk to?
Who?
Elon Musk.
Oh, Elon. Yeah, my buddy.
He's got some walking around money.
Like, hey, maybe a little something for your girl.
He should help out here in Green Bay too.
I agree.
You're doing great things here. So tell us about some other stuff coming up at the museum. You've got really I love reading about your events. I wish I had young kids again.
Mm-hmm. Can always volunteer, you know. I would welcome you with open arms.
What would
to come
I do
volunteer.
If I was a volunteer at the Green Bay Children's
Museum?
Well,
you would tell me what you would want to do. So you would tell me your skill set. Like, hey, I'm not really people-y, so maybe I could clean something. Or I'm really people-y, or I want to do a science experiment with kids. Wow. Or I want to read to kids, or this is where I really feel I would be most impactful. And after the background check on you, and you
they gotta
pass,
do a background check?
Oh, yeah, I gotta do a background
no,
check.
No thanks.
Sorry. Hard pass.
I would say these hands are registered lethal weapons.
Oh, well,
is that okay. What the kids want to hear?
That's exactly what the kids want.
I did that when
the
I was.
The kids do, the parents don't.
I was working at my daughter's school, and I went up to the principal at the end of the year and I said, hey, when you did the background check on me, everything checked out, right? And he goes, yeah.
And he was like, I didn't really do it.
He already
but I guess I'm
started
gonna do it.
Sweating. And, yeah. I just went, huh. And he goes, what's up?
Is there something you need to tell me? Is this that
nothing.
Moment?
Of course I
no.
passed.
Yes.
Conrad, you ever have a background check?
Yeah, I think so.
Did
yeah.
you have to do it to get this job?
I can't remember. I think so. Yeah. I don't remember.
The only
sure
thing on my record is that I stole a bunch of radio equipment. Other than that, I'm fine. All right, let's hire.
I got parking tickets, you know.
Oh,
that's
see.
About all I have on my record too.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, I know. So but
I think that's all
I've had
I have.
It pulled on me a couple times. So
speeding?
Not knock on wood.
I don't really speed anymore just because
I
don't want to get
all
a ticket.
The time because I'm always late. I am.
But it saves you like 30 seconds at the end
know,
of the day.
But
you know?
I just am like, gotta go.
I've got business.
Anxiety.
I've got business to develop.
Yes.
All right.
What is the matter with you?
Tell us what is coming up at the Green Bay Children's.
Okay.
The
so
holidays
we,
are right around the
holidays
corner.
Right around the corner. So we have our holiday extravaganza kind of kicking things off coming up on November 22nd. So that's where we have right after the holiday parade, Santa and his live reindeer come to the museum. And we have the largest indoor snowball fight Green Bay has ever seen.
Yeah.
So you can come inside and do that. And Santa gets involved and get some really great photos. And again, get your science on with that stuff.
Yeah.
After that, we go into our breakfast with Santa that we have. And then we, of course, go into all other holidays because we celebrate equally at the museum and learn about all of the different traditions that people here in Northeast Wisconsin do. And we
like what?
Have, so Hanukkah. And okay. we celebrate So the Hanukkah is the menorah. See, I'm going to talk. You're not firing in all cylinders.
You're
right
fine.
Now.
The menorah. Yeah.
The menorah. Work with lights and the Chinese New Year and all of those things start coming up. Also, our New Year's, one of our other biggest events is our Kids Rockin' Eve event on New Year's Eve. And at noon, the fire department comes with their ladder truck and does a countdown with us and like lowers their ladder.
I
and
bet
they
the
can
kids
do,
lose their
the
mind
kids
over that.
Lose their mind. It's so awesome. We're excited. I'm going to let a little sneak peek out. There might be something with K-pop happening well.
Just love some K-pop.
Going to put that out there.
What is it about firefighters? Because I remember when I took my son Joe to his elementary school, they had firefighters coming. This is shortly after 9/11. It was about probably a couple months after. And the firefighter, we went to the firehouse in Van Nuys, California. We were doing this tour and then they got a call.
Yeah, so cool, right?
It was unbelievable. And here's what happens when you hang out with a bunch of comics. I said to my friend Paul Gilmartin, and I think my friend Jimmy Dore was in the car, the three of us are in there, and I said, and this fire truck pulled away, and the kids are watching these firefighters, and I got to tell you, I had a lump in my throat, and Paul goes, are you sure it was in your throat? But it was exciting. Kids love firefighters.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. Honestly, one of my greatest fears in this world is that kids at some point will not want to grow up and be a firefighter or a police officer anymore. So as long as I am living in this world, I will always, always champion for them to see that and to feel that, because police officers and firefighters are amazing human beings, and we love you, and people do support you, and just keep being you.
And you can say that because you dressed like a construction worker for the first part of the segment.
I love all people.
Heather Heil is here. We're coming back after the news. We're going to give her a Green Bay Packers quiz. That'll be fun, folks. Don't leave and tell us what your favorite documentary is. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Lance Barber, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
I know what you did. You cleaned it up because someone from the Children's Museum is here.
You have
well
to.
Well done, Conrad.
Yep.
This is Pete Schwabe, and Conrad's like, oh, yeah, that's what I did.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
I have two versions, and I just got to change it up sometimes.
And I think it's good that we have the G-rated version we just played. So that's great, and always good to hear from Lance Barber. Heather Heil is here, folks. She is the Director of Business Development at the Green Bay Children's Museum. They are in the middle of a campaign. They're Reaching New Heights campaign. And they'd love your help if you're willing. They're building a brand-new addition, 16,000 square feet. It's going to be spectacular when you guys get it done.
So, it will. We're building big things. We're building dreams. Think of your younger self and how you want to help others in our community and what our future looks like.
Do it for the children.
I mean,
that's
really, it is.
It's an old phrase, but it's true. It is great to have you here, and it's great to catch up with you. You are kind of my conduit to Green Bay, because I don't live here. Mm-hmm. And the show is on statewide, so I can't just move to one city.
No, you have to know all of the things.
Correct. So you are my Green Bay person. So what is happening? Is there anything exciting we should know about coming up prior to the holidays, either at the Children's Museum or just in town?
In general, someone looking to come visit Green Bay, some must-do for the holiday season. Downtown Green Bay and the Broadway Market has the Kris Kringle Market. Is that how you say that? It's called something.
Okay.
It's a market, though. It has little shops, and they do wine walks, and they do all of these special activities, and it's quite spectacular. So they have that there. The Wisconsin Public Service does a Garden of Lights at our botanical gardens that are unbelievable, and if you have a chance, you should check those out. Our Meyer Theater here always brings in amazing tribute bands, and check their schedules, and it's just a glorious theater. And you and I talk about this all the time. We need to support those arts and those Absolutely. Theaters, because if we don't, they will go away.
And Frank's Christmas. We saw that last year. What a fun way. My son drove up. We picked up my daughter and we all met at the Meyer Theater.
Yep.
And Frank's show, Let Me Be Frank, had kicked off the holiday season.
It was
so much fun.
Yeah, so much fun. Yeah. It's like Frank is just a genuinely great human
being.
He's
so much fun when he comes in. He's like the male version of Heather Heil.
He kind of is.
Yeah, I would say so.
I actually teased him one time. I'm like, hey, you and me on the road together. Can you imagine? Like, whatever.
That's a
show.
He's
like, oh, okay.
That's a show. That's awesome. Well,
so just a couple of things. If you're looking for things to do here, love doing those things. And I'm actually kind of bummed this weekend. Heritage Hill, which is like a historical park here in Green Bay.
I've been there.
They have a Snapdragon Tavern happening this weekend, and it's sold out. So they go back to like an 1860s tavern, and they have like all costumed and like the spirits that you would be drinking and the games and the travelers. And I am all about an immersive experience. So yeah, it's so cool. So just watch Heritage Hill because they do that a couple times a year.
That sounds really fun. I remember I was reading this book about Teddy Roosevelt, if I could name drop. And he,
your buddy?
And they said they were celebrating an election win back in the, Roosevelt was like turn of the century, but they said they were, all the great songs were playing, and one of them was called "There's Gonna Be a Hot Time in the Old Town Tonight."
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah. Shake it up.
That was before like jazz, I think, even. Like,
I mean,
what was
it
the
really,
music like?
Can you imagine?
So to go to Heritage Hill to something like that.
And they have like
really
musicians and it's just really, I love that kind of stuff. So same. Very, very cool stuff happening here in this area.
Those are great suggestions. Should we do the quiz, Con?
Okay, I'm a little nervous about this quiz because I really just am new to football, believe it or not. So I am like a tailgate.
You're new to football.
I'm a tailgate queen. Like, okay. I love to go out there and get out there and do all of that, but I'm just starting now to learn the game. So,
all right.
So
I might need to tag you in.
I'm glad. Well, I made it, so I can't be tagged in.
Can I tag you in?
What do you mean, tag? Like a lifeline?
He is the answer guy.
We could be like the Bushwhackers, and I could be like, tagging you in.
Okay,
there you go.
So
like
then
that.
I can help out with the answer.
Yeah, yes. Just give a little hint maybe or something. I made it pretty easy, so.
I don't even know.
That's what you say every time.
I don't know if I would know all the answers to this. I'm like, I like a good sports contest once in a while, but I wouldn't call myself a
okay,
a
so
historian.
What, do, like, is there like a vein that we stayed in with these Packer questions, or is it like?
It's about the quarterbacks, and there's there's like two questions about the history. Of the Packers.
So actually, like, all right.
The Packers are having a good season. I don't know if you've been following. They're like, are they 5-2-1?
Listen.
Well, yeah.
I know we were all a little heartbroken after the game. Like, let's just be honest. However, we are still number one in our division, you guys. Number one.
Yeah.
Number one. Okay.
When you say we.
Oh,
I'm part of
me.
The team.
I am an owner.
Yeah, exactly. That's what's,
so.
You know, we, in Green Bay, you can say we.
That's okay.
Yeah,
we, fair enough.
Uh-huh.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this is our Nightlight Green Bay Packers
quiz?
History
quarterback
quiz?
History
quarterback
quiz.
Quarterback /history
quarterback
quiz.
Quarterback sneak.
And I can't think of anyone I'd rather have taking this test here in the studio than the unbelievably talented Heather Heil, who is here with us again on Nightlight. And it's just great. So here we go. Number one. I like to start with number one. That's just
I know that's usually a good place to start. Yes.
Who was the first starting quarterback in Green Bay Packers history? Was it A, Bart Starr, B, Ricky Weeks, C, Michael Redd, or D, Red Dunn?
Number one.
Heather, this is going to be.
Is this going to be brutal? I don't know. What's that?
You were close. Go three down.
No, okay. See, you weren't helping me there. Who was it? What was the answer?
Red Dunn.
Yes. Red Dunn was the first quarterback
for Green
Bay. That
was kind of a tough question, Connor.
That was a really tough question. Who knows that?
Did you know that before you put this quiz together?
Yeah.
You did not.
I took two tours of the
you
of
did
Lambeau
two
before.
You did two
I did two, two. I did two
guess
tours
what,
of the Packers Stadium.
I did two tours. Guess who's going to be assigned to
he
do a re-upped. Tour because I don't know.
He almost said to do a third one. All right. We will. You're doing fine. You got a long way to go here. 102 questions.
Sorry, my people.
Number two. Which Packers quarterback won the first two Super Bowl MVP awards? Was it A, Bart Starr, B, Brett Favre, C, Aaron Rodgers, or D, Matt Flynn?
Number one.
Well done. All right, that's one for two.
Okay.
You're betting 500.
I know. I just didn't know the red one. Actually, that was a hard question. I'd never heard that
it's
before.
It's a fair. I probably would have guessed it wasn't. Who is Ricky Weeks, by the way? Is that
Ricky Weeks
Adam
is like
Sandler?
No, isn't that
he's
from
a
like,
Brewers player.
Oh, okay.
From like 2010, I think.
I know he was in a major league. Ricky
totally
Weeks.
Sport, even. All right.
Michael Rex from the Bucks.
Come on now.
He's trying to trick you.
I know, he's
number
stinky.
Three. Who do the Packers draft to eventually replace Brett Favre as the starting QB? Is it A, Jordan Love, B, Matt Flynn, C, Aaron Rodgers, or D, Brian Baumgartner?
Aaron Rodgers.
Is it Kevin from The Office?
Yeah. A-Rod.
All right, Heather is a 2 for 3. Heather Heil is my guest here on Nightlight in the studio.
Well,
she's
we've had like 3 quarterbacks for 15 years, so I mean, I'm going to get some of that in there. It's just before that. That gets a little, when we get Magic Man and all, it gets
a little hazy.
Leah.
Lynn Dickey, yeah. In what year did the Packers win their first Super Bowl? Was it A, 1966? Season played, the Super Bowl would have been 1967. Mm-hmm. B, 1919. C, 1870. Or D, 2010.
66? Yeah, it was 66.
She's on a roll.
They started in 1919.
Is that when the Packers started?
I think so, right?
Probably.
I don't know. I think it's 1919.
Like, that's why the restaurant is called 1919.
It might be a question on there, so I don't know.
All right. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Oh, see, food he's playing.
Number five. How many NFL MVP awards did Brett Favre win during his career? Was it A1, B2, C3, D, none, too many interceptions?
Two or three?
Well, if you could commit to...
I'm going to commit to 3. Let's go 3.
All right. D probably would have been true, too. But Favre's already in the Hall of Fame.
Because you get the MVP when you win Super Bowl. So I was just trying to do the math there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you don't get the NFL. You don't have the MVP just for winning the Super Bowl.
No, but if you play in the Super Bowl, don't you have to be in the Super Bowl to get the most valuable player?
You have to play in the Super Bowl to get the Super Bowl most valuable
player. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
See? We're learning something.
Man, when I'm the
Look
sports
at us
authority.
Dropping our sports knowledge on you. Right now, my Dan is going ballistic at how horrible
pacing.
I am. Yes.
He's pacing at home.
I'm letting you down.
You're 4 for 5, Heather. Number 6, which Packers QB famously started 297 consecutive regular season games? Was it A, Bart Starr, B, Brett Favre, C, Aaron Rodgers, or D, Don Majkowski?
Brett Favre.
Very well done. 5 for 6. Heather Heil tearing it up, folks. Number 7, what QB of the Packers was drafted in the first round from Utah State University? Was it
Conrad?
A?
Conrad. I think it's Aaron Rodgers.
Was it A, Peter Schwabler III?
B, is that your cousin?
I actually have a cousin named Pete Schwabba and an uncle named, God rest their souls. B, Jordan Love. C, Brett Favre. D, Tom Brady.
Brett Favre. It's not Brett Favre.
Utah State.
Because Brett Favre was okay.
Schwabler did not go to Utah State.
No, it wasn't Schwabler. It was not Brett Favre. It was, who were the other two?
Jordan Love and Tom Brady.
Jordan Love.
Oh, she is on a roll.
Process of elimination there.
Peter Schwabler was really good in the NFL, though.
He had a good arm. Just couldn't.
That's not a made-up person. That totally sounds like a Conrad name. I'm like, Schwabler?
He was a good quarterback. He did not throw for strength or accuracy, and he really couldn't read his progressions.
I would have named a dance after him. The Schwabler.
The Schwabler.
Yeah, because that just makes me want to, like, wiggle.
Makes you want to wobble.
It does.
I like that. Peter Schwabler. Okay. I love how you went with Peter, too, to make him sound like an intellectual, further distancing him from the world of the NFL. Number 8, what year was the Green Bay Packers franchise founded? Was it A, 1345?
No.
B, 1919. C, 2002. D, 1818.
1919.
Very well done.
Yeah, Heather you were sneaking around there.
Heather Heil is crushing our Green Bay Packers quiz.
People out there listening are screaming, going, yeah. Are you new? Do
Your
you
boyfriend
really not
is
know
starting
these?
To yes. like you again.
I know. He's like, right. Okay, woo. She's not that embarrassing.
Number 9.
Man, she looks smart.
Who was the Packers head coach during their Super Bowl XLV victory? Is that 50?
Mike Holmgren?
Is that 55?
I think it's, isn't it 45?
I don't know. Who are my choices? Is it Mike Holmgren?
We have to put this to the committee because this is a very confusing question. Neither one of us really
know what it is. For Super Bowl 45 was like, honestly, Dan's probably
let's just
texting
do
and
let's
screaming
do this.
At
who,
me right
who
now.
Was the Packers head coach? Was it A, Con Happy Kruger?
No.
B, Mike McCarthy? C, Matt LaFleur? Or no. D, Vince Lombardi?
B.
B?
Yeah. Is that the answer? Yeah.
Yes. Okay. We didn't even get the question right.
It is 45, by the way.
Is it a 45? Okay, yeah.
Because
I'm weird with years,
yeah,
and numbers.
Me too. It's been a long time since I've been fluent in Roman numerals. Number 10, favorite Packer of all time. No wrong answers. A, all of them.
That's the correct one.
A, all of them.
You give her
or
the answer
B,
like that, kind of.
Mason Crosby.
Okay, yeah, I like Packer? That too.
It is, for real.
How come?
Well, let me just, again, non-for-profit world.
Oh.
He did so much for this community, him and his wife, and really like elevated not only on the field but off the field. Oh, okay. And so to me, a good player is someone who can perform on the field as well as off the field. So that's why I loved him so much.
That's a great, and you know what? Good for him. And who was it? It was John Roach. Last week was on the show and he made this great documentary about UW basketball player who was mm-hmm. involved in a tragedy. And John said, sports is the best when it elevates above sports.
Correct.
So many people don't want athletes ever to talk or say anything. Nope. And I'm like, okay. All right, we are coming right back. We've got three more questions for Heather. Okay. She's only missed one. Her boyfriend will not break up with her as of yet. Hopefully she'll do well in these last three. And we'll read more of your text before we close things down. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. Lift me above the old routine. Make it nice, play it clean.
Jasmine. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight. In the home stretch here on a Tuesday night, broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, statewide in our beautiful state of Wisconsin. Tomorrow night on the show, Northeast Wisconsin-based actress Heather Arndt will be here, and influencer and AI expert Jeremy Carrasco will be here. Looking forward to that show. That will be fun. We've got a couple more texts we'll get to here before we finish our quiz with the lovely and talented Heather Heil, who is next to me in the studio. She has lost the construction garb, and she is taking our Packers quiz. If you think that will help you to put the hard hat on.
No.
Okay.
But thanks. I appreciate
proceed
that.
At your own risk.
Yep.
Okay. Con, where did I, Jewel Smith from Cross Plains in the 920 says, chasing ghosts or the King of Kong? Discuss amongst yourselves. Thank you, Jules. Mm. Do you know either one?
No,
of those?
I don't know. I don't. I'm not familiar with, but I was listening like all night and I've been writing stuff down I really love to watch a good documentary.
Definitely. Bridget in the 818 says, I remember going to the theater to watch Hoop Dreams. It was really good. Mm. Hard to choose the best documentary. Totally agree, Bridget.
Great.
Thank you. This is Chloe from the 630. Making a Murderer is our favorite documentary. He absolutely did it. Oh, man, that's a opening a can of worms. Because I don't know if he did.
Okay, what else we got for text?
In the 847, Justin from the northwest suburbs of Chicago says, my favorite documentary is Unknown, Cosmic Time Machine on Netflix, a documentary about the new James Webb Telescope. Wow.
Ooh,
that sounds interesting.
Yeah,
that sounds
really
interesting. The Webb. He and Hubble, of course, always competed. They jockeyed for first position with totally making it.
Okay, sense. I was like, wow, you know a lot about telescopes.
I'm a Hubble man. I love the the Eagle Nebula photos are amazing. Thank you for the text, folks. Thank you to Ian Teal for being here tonight and to Heather Heil.
Sure, my pleasure.
You've got three questions left, though, before we let you get out of here.
I do. Can I quick tell you my favorite documentary?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is that okay? All right.
It is okay.
Very
it's required.
Quickly. Recently, it's going to be that John Candy documentary. I fell in love with that thing so hard. Like, it was just so good. It has all of
did
the things.
Did we talk about that last time you
we
were
did
here?
Because we was coming out, and I was like, oh, and we, John Candy movie, and did the whole thing, and now it's come out, and there's just this glorious scene in this documentary where it goes into the Steve Martin scene of Planes, Trains, Automobiles, and when Steve Martin's character is berating him on, like, what an awful person he is, and how nobody likes him. And all of a sudden, John Candy just says, I like me.
My wife likes me.
Yeah. And it just made me stop in my tracks. And like, it was Waterworks. And I mean, I've seen the scene before, but just the, he was a good human. He gives me faith in humanity, and I love that. And behind that is, I'm in a documentary club, you know, so once a month with ladies, and we all pick different documentaries. The other one we just watched that I am obsessed with, it's called Crip Camp. And it was made in about 2020. And it's about people with different abilities who in the 70s and 80s would go to specialized camps to be together. And one of them wanted to be a film producer. So there's all of this raw footage of them at this camp. And it's kind of like a Catskills camp and how they all form together and go against the Disabilities Act, against Ronald Reagan and all of this activism that they did. It's really a beautiful historical piece.
Wow. And what is that called?
It's called Crip Camp.
Okay.
And regardless of your political beliefs, the Obamas had some backing in on it. Like Michelle Obama is like a producer on her. Okay. It's like, it's a really incredible watch. So,
wow, that's awesome. All right, I'll have to check that out as well. John from the 608 says, best docs, anything by Ken Burns, Dude the Goat. Hard to argue with that. I loved the Civil War. I mean, there was a guy in there called Shelby Foote, a professor. I can't remember what college. He's the best voice. And he was an expert on the Civil War and talks about the Confederates. And just that was such a beautiful documentary and so heartbreaking, too.
Anytime that you can learn about something in a fun way, it's a win.
And I want to say the John Candy, that scene in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where he's defending himself, it's so hard for me to get past the fact that his pajamas match the drapes in the hotel.
I know, of course they do.
But then he starts talking and you feel like you're going to cry.
It's so good. And Catherine O'Hara's in there and she's a national treasure. So
she's outstanding.
I love her.
Did you see her in Orange County?
Yes. I am obsessed
with
her.
Waiting for Guffman?
Yeah. Like if I could have like dinner with anyone, it would be her.
Catherine O'Hara. Oh, yeah. She's fantastic. All right. You've got three questions left. I think we can squeeze these in, Con,
before we
get out of here. Number 11. Which Packers QB was known as the Magic Man? Was it A. Bart Starr?
Don Majkowski.
Hot fun in the summertime. Okay, number 12. Who led the Packers to victory in the famous Ice Bowl game? Was it A, Malik Willis, B, Bart Starr, C, Aaron Rodgers, or D, George Ice McGee?
Bart Starr.
Oh my gosh. She's only got one wrong, right?
Yeah.
Malik, though, I like that.
Conrad, you should be ashamed of yourself. No, I'm berating him. I told him, make it easy. You know, make the guest look good.
Thank you, Conrad.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't have. You're
like
doing
that first one, I
didn't
know, though. I really just didn't know that.
Red Dunn wouldn't have known that one. What unique ownership structure makes the Packers different from every other NFL team? They are owned by Quick Trip. They are owned by QB of the team that year.
They are owned by me.
C, they are publicly owned by shareholders, or D, the players are paid by cheese curds.
C and D. There's C a mixture. D. Yes.
Well done, Mr. Love. Here are your curds for the week.
Hey, you can pay me in curds.
The orange cheese as opposed to the yellow. Orange or yellow?
Orange.
Orange, totally.
Yeah, I know.
Yellow does nothing for me.
I know, and I don't like them when they're square either. I like them when they're all misshapen.
Yeah. I don't care about that, but I need orange cheese in my curds. Otherwise, get out of here.
Game over for Pete.
Next. Hey, we are coming back tomorrow night, folks. Thank you, Heather, for being here. You're always
fun.
Good luck with your project.
So much.
Keep us
thank
posted.
Thank you so much. Learn
I've
more
got
on
a
our
double
website.
Sawbuck for you after
okay,
the show.
Thank you.
We are getting out of here now, but we will be back tomorrow night with great guests, fun conversation, and hope you'll be part of the show. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying goodnight, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.